In the light of Pride Month, why don't we talk about pride? You know, why don't we just talk about, start out by saying that, hey, if you're gay, that's okay. I won't judge you. I am probably the least judgmental person in the world. Yeah, I might look at you funny or judge you, but I won't say it downright, and you probably won't notice it. Because in terms of being gay, I really don't care. To give you a little bit of context, as a kid, I always thought it was normal to be in a relationship with another dude. And same thing goes for females, of course. Can't have racial discrimination. No, that's wrong. So, yeah, you could essentially describe me as cool, but I was just a nerd. But it's not honestly, being gay, in my opinion, is still okay. And if you think being gay is wrong and no one should be allowed to be gay, you can go fuck yourself. Both literally and figuratively, because if you do it literally, you'll turn gay. So, ha. Checkmate, motherfucker. Worst joke ever. Worth the effort. Why did I make that noise? That was just me pretending to be cool. Yeah, so, be gay for me, it's normal. Because if it is normal, which it should be, then it's cool. If it is normal, which it shouldn't be, then I'll have a problem. Seriously, if you're not allowed to be who you are, then there's clearly something wrong. Take a point into this. Let's look at Alan. I'm pretty sure, I don't know his last name because I am not going to look it up. But he would create a machine capable of decoding a Nazi code to help win World War II. That would eventually go on to create computers. He was gay. And he was like fed some medicine to make sure his downward area or penis didn't work. And it got to the point where he literally poisoned an apple so much that it would be lethal, then took a bite out of it and died via suicide. All for being gay. That's some fucked up shit. Wow, that's incredibly. Oh my god, you'll fuck yourself if you think you got what you deserve. Fun fact, that's actually how Apple got their logo. They modeled it after the apple and the way the bite was taken. So I don't know why Apple has an apple on their back. Incredible, ain't it? Honestly, that story I just told you? It's quite tragic, and there are definitely a lot more stories out there of people just being bullied into suicide or being forced to do something about to make sure. There are a lot of stories like this out there that are just wrong. If you're not allowed to be yourself, then you shouldn't even be allowed to live, in my opinion. Now that I said that, I sound like a horrible person. I take back my statement. If you're not allowed to be yourself, you shouldn't allow that government to control you. You are yourself. Who cares if you get publicly executed? If you get publicly executed for being yourself, in this case, gay, just look out to the crowd and say, fuck you guys, at least I died knowing that I was normal. I was myself. And then not bring me up because I don't want any trouble. But I don't think they're dumb enough to go to Denmark anyway, so happily bring me up in case they're too scared to go to Denmark. If they do, no, that will lead to war. And I won't take responsibility for that, I'll just say, wrong guy, dude. Wrong guy. But yeah, so being gay for me, it's normal. It's okay to be gay, and if you're not allowed to be gay, make yourself be allowed to be gay. Yeah, quite fun. So, now that you know my opinion on gay people and the LGBT, or I guess LGBTQ to be more exact, well, is there anything interesting to say about them? Because honestly, I feel like this is already getting like dragged on, in my opinion. That was fast, it's only been like 5 minutes right now. Great. Well, I don't know. You know, I would talk about my own sexuality, but I'm saving that for a YouTube video, actually. So keep your eyes out on my YouTube. Before you know it, there will probably be an episode. There will probably be a new video. And if I don't, release one in Pride Month, and it won't be happening, because I'll be saving my sexuality to talk about it, talking about it to Pride Month. The month where it's okay to be gay. Now, hold on, I'm just going to quickly talk about all the sexualities out there, because my God on Christ, and with a stick shoved right up his ass, there are a lot. And you know what? Why don't we talk about it? I missed door opening. I'm going to close the door. Now I just sound like a total retard. Ooh, hey, my power screen. Anyway, so, lesbian. When a female likes another female. Great. Besides, it's pretty hard sometimes. Yeah. You just show any man lesbian porn and he's guaranteed to get a boner. I can guarantee you that one. Any man. Gay. Gay, the thing you're when a man likes another man, except with the only exception being if that man likes Ryan Reynolds, because every man likes Ryan Reynolds in a sexual way. So Ryan Reynolds is the only exception to the gay rule. Other than that, if you like another man, you're gay. And if you only like men, you're gay. Because if you like men and women, you're bisexual. And bisexual just means you like both genders. And transgender, that's part of the LGBT, which is the short name. There's also a way longer name, which I am just not gonna go on. Transgender means you change your gender from male to female. Shut up, there are only two genders. I even tweet about this on my Twitter. Hold on, let me just go down here. There's also LGBTQIA. Yeah, that's like. And A stands for either asexual, aromantic, or agender. Why is that the only one? There's also I. There's also Q and I. Queer. What? I'm not even gonna bother. Wikipedia, this is the one time we're not actually useful. Yeah, no, I give up with trying to figure out the Q. But there are a lot. That's like really. But specific focus on the A, on the asexual and aromantic. Not, I have completely clueless to what agender is, so let me just quickly check Wikipedia to see if it's actually useful in this category, because other than that, I am completely lost. Agender. Non-binary. Ah, non-binary. Right. The thing every white girl with blue hair's Twitter bio. Right. Yeah, no. I won't be changing my gender. I won't be going genderless. I'm comfortable with who I am. But yeah, what's my opinion on them all? Cool. If you're lesbian, cool. If you're gay, cool. If you're bisexual, Cool. If you're transgender, cool. If you're asexual, cool. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. That's just who you are. If you're not comfortable with who you are right now, that means there's something. That means you're different. You have to look for what's different and change that to what you want it to be. Never force yourself to be someone you're not. Because when you force yourself to be someone you're not, that's when your mind goes numb. So always be kind to yourself. Always be there for yourself. Think about yourself. Who are you when you're looking and reflecting on yourself? Because otherwise, what's the point? Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty much all I have to talk about. I'll probably say something similar next year's Pride Month. Thank you all for listening to me podcast. Tune in next time and keep an eye out on my YouTube channel in case I actually decide to make that YouTube video I mentioned earlier. Later, nerds.